going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin is in Pacific Beach, has a girlfriend. Girlfriend's got a cat. Cat hates Kevin.
Oh, poor Kevin.
Wow. That pretty much sum it up, Kevin?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
All right, talk to us, pal. What's going down?
Yeah, so I've been seeing this girl for a couple months, and yeah, I'm pretty sure a cat hates me.
Explain how a cat can hate you.
Well, when I first went to her place, she introduced me to her cat. Her cat hissed at me pretty much right away, which, you know, I get it. New person, whatever. So it's been a few months. And it's really only gotten worse. So now not only does this cat hiss at me, but he also now uses my stuff as his personal toilet.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Is he legit going to the bathroom on your stuff?
Yeah. Peeing, pooping. And I don't know if you guys know anything about cat sense, but that stuff just does not come out of clothes.
No, it's the absolute.
Especially when it's straight. Yeah.
Good God. So, Kevin, are you alleging that this cat specifically looks for your stuff and your stuff only and watch this, Kevin, and legit does it on purpose just because it's yours?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure he smells my stuff and probably, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this cat, but it's...
Well, I'm going to tell you, the cat is just like a dog. It can smell what's yours because is it not happening to your girlfriend's things?
I don't think so. He's got a litter box. He uses it. I've watched him use it, but I've also watched him pee on my stuff as well.
So how's your girlfriend handling all this?
Well, she knows all about it, but she's not really doing anything about it. You know, she apologizes. She says, oh, he's just nervous around new people, but she hasn't tried to train him or fix it in any way.
No one likes their clothes being used as an animal's personal toilet.
No.
Kevin, I feel bad for you. You know what? I had a previous girlfriend who was a fabulous human being, but she's an animal lover. But her dog was a bully, and her dog didn't like me much and didn't like my dog much. So much so that she would go after my dog. And when I said, hey, stop doing that, I would get yelled at for yelling at her dog. It drove me crazy.
Yeah. That's not good. I don't know what to do.
Well, Kevin, let's throw it out to the KSON listeners and hear from them, because we have so many animal lovers, but maybe try to help you find a way to make this okay, or if it's never going to be okay, then you know what they're going to say. 833-287-1037. What do you think Kevin should do? He's dating this girl, he likes her, but the cat hates him and makes it known by messing on his stuff.
In the worst way possible. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you mind hanging out and see what our KSON family has to say? Then maybe... able to help you out a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to hear what they have to say.
Let's help Kevin out. Should he love her or list her cat for that matter? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I've been seeing this girl for a couple months, and yeah, I'm pretty sure her cat hates me. When I first went to her place, she introduced me to her cat. Her cat hissed at me pretty much right away. So it's been a few months and it's really only gotten worse. Now, not only does this cat hiss at me, but he also now uses my stuff as like his personal toilet.
That is Kevin in PB, 833-287-1037. Really needs your help on whether he should love his cat-loving girlfriend or list her.
Ashley in Camp Pendleton, what's your advice?
Kevin needs to try and win the cat over. And if he can't, then he might have to bail out. Because cats are very vindictive. And it will continue doing stuff like that. My cat used to throw up in my brother's shoes because he hated him. But Kevin, you should get some of those like little churro or like lickable treats and some catnip and just try to win that cat over. But yeah, unfortunately, if he can't, it's going to continue to be a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Man,
I love how you
cats.
Said they're vindictive because they are. Thank you. Cody in Oceanside, help us out here.
Hello, Tammy. Honestly, I had that same issue. My girlfriend wanted to get a cat so bad, and I'm not a cat lover. But after a little while, like, he did slowly grow on me, but the main issue, he was peeing on my things, too. After we got him fixed, it wasn't an issue.
Okay.
Maybe that's the issue.
Check out.
All right. Thanks, Cody. Good luck, man. Aaron in Point Loma. Yep. Help Kevin out. Help a fellow brother out. His girlfriend's cat, well, craps all over his stuff constantly. What's he going to do about it, lover or lister?
Yeah, not cool. So I think it ultimately comes down to how much he cares about this, this girlfriend of 2 months, only 2 months. But if he really cares about her, it's obviously evident how much he cares about the cat, very little. So I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, and so when my buddies and I turned 16 years old in Phoenix, we started a very unofficial feline relocation program. And so none of us liked cats. And so we'd find cats in people's, in their yard. We would just relocate them to other people's yards and other neighborhoods. So to say that maybe Kevin should just relocate the cat somewhere else, to a different neighborhood, and not know what happened and just continue his relationship with this girl.
We are certainly not advocating any kind of cat napping here on this show.
No, okay. No harm to the cat.
No harm, just all relocation. Right. Thanks, Aaron.
Relocation. Like it's a cat mob.
All right, let's go back to Kevin now. All right, Kevin, what are you thinking is the direction you're going to go, Kevin?
Yeah, so I definitely appreciate everybody's like tips and advice. So I think I'm going to try to follow that, look more into it. Just like little tricks to maybe hopefully kind of train the cat on my own in a way. So yeah, I'm not gonna break up with her over it. She is great. I really like her a lot. But yeah.
You're not gonna like just, oh my God, I'm so mean. Make the cat go missing. No, I'm sorry.
Tammy. Take the cat out for a drive. What happened? Turn it back for 1 second.
You know, I'm being facetious, obviously. I'm an animal lover, but I had a roommate once who had a boy cat like that, and any time a guy came over, it would do that to his things because he didn't like her dating anyone, and it was never going to stop, and she was never going to make him stop, so I don't know.
So what happened?
No guy ever ended up dating her for very long. But anyway,
not exactly helping Kevin here.
No,
with that
but
story.
Kevin is going to work on it, and that's the thing. She didn't want to work on it. So
good luck, man. Another reason why dogs rule.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right,
honey. Have a good day.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.